Today, we're talking with Sarah Gurney, who is a candidate for a second term on the Sebastopol City Council. Thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here, Bruce.
So is it a question of unfinished business? Why do you want to keep going?
There are a number of reasons. Thank you for asking me that. I am involved in several projects that I would like to continue on. One is the bicycle pedestrian master plan coming back on a feasibility study. We also have a downtown streetscape improvement program that will be underway. So I want to use my experience of earlier involvement with those projects to continue and see them to completion.
On your campaign brochure, you say you're asking the people as you visit them, what's important to you about Sebastopol? I'd like to boomerang that question to you. What's most important about Sebastopol to you that you want to work toward?
It's a fun question, and people always answer it this way. I love Sebastopol. I love living here. Doesn't quite answer the question. Many of the comments are about traffic because that's a constant issue in Sebastopol. It's been an issue as long as I've lived there for 32 years. There is a concern, too, about youth, young kids having enough to do, that age group, say 12 to 16. Those are the most common comments that I get.
And in each case, let's talk about what the city might be able to do to address those issues. Starting with traffic, that's pretty intractable with a state highway crisscrossing.
It is. We are one of those cities that is a crossroads of two major highways. We'll be working on, what I've been working on is publicizing our local bus in town to see if we can get people out of their cars. I hold my office hours on the bus on Fridays.
How's that working out? I heard about that.
Well, it's fun because I first started at City Hall and people didn't come to City Hall, so I went out to the people and out to the bus. I've also developed a walks program. We are running now a third year to acquaint people with their feet as transportation. So hopefully our local folks will start experiencing town on foot, and we have a big concern about pedestrian and bicycle safety in town, too.
And what can the city do to make it more interesting for young people to live in Sebastopol?
Well, I'm just piloted a project the other night at our council meeting, having a young Anley High School student sit with me and see what it's like to be a mayor. He's very interested in politics. He was one of our student ambassadors to our sister city. And out of his interest, I thought, well, this might just be fun for him to shadow. So we did this pilot evening. The city manager and I went over the agenda and the packet with him so he was prepared. And he thought he was leaving after 2 hours and stayed for the whole meeting. Maybe he was late getting his homework done. I'm hoping that we can reach out from the city and the city staff to invite our students in to see what the job situation's like, what are the experiences that city staff and city electeds have.
Sebastopol has two council members stepping down at the end of this term, so there's going to be some turnover. How does that affect the ability to carry forward with all of these issues that are ongoing?
I think it's important that voters know if I'm not reelected, of the five council members, there will only be 4 years of experience. That's pretty slim on experience, so it's important that I'm able to continue. I'm a proven leader in town. I have expressed my commitment to economic vitality, and I have a record that people can examine, in the minutes from the meetings, in the publicity of my decisions. I also have a record of demeanor. I'm very interested in the meetings being dignified and respectful, and having that decorum assist us, particularly in moments of deliberation and disagreement and decision-making.
Sarah Gurney, incumbent member of the Sebastopol City Council, seeking another term on November 2nd. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.